9 ways to end a presentation with a bang. There are 2 parts to a presentation that are really important: the start and the end. You need to make sure that both these sections are really memorable. Here are 9 ways to create a spectacular ending.
Are you heading in the right direction? Or are you fighting change? As the country music singer Jimmy Dean once said, "I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination." And that's what you need to do too. It's been a pleasure being with you all today. Thank you.
Our paper-based containers will revolutionize the packaging industry. By using alternatives to single-use plastics, we can save our oceans, save the planet, and save ourselves. Thank you for taking the time to listen to what I had to say, and I wish you all a great day.
So, well, we can sit back and do nothing, or we can improve the lives of those around us. It's up to you to make that change. And the best way is by donating. Just go to www.childpoverty.org and donate. Even if it's only $20, it all counts. And just think, if everyone donated $20, child poverty would cease to exist. Thanks, and I wish you all a very good evening. Goodbye.
Are your adverts targeting the right people? Are they getting the results you want? Here's a joke for you. A business owner asks a friend, "So, is your advertising campaign working?" And the other owner replies with a sigh, "Sort of. 2 days ago, we advertised for a security guard. And last night, we were robbed." At McKinsey, we know how to target the right people with the right message. This is our standard guarantee, and I stand by it. Thank you for your attention, and have a great day.
Did you know, only about 3% of the world's children live in America, but they own 40% of the toys consumed globally? The average American family spends $1,700 on clothes annually, while throwing away around 30 kilograms of clothing per year. And some reports indicate we consume twice as many material goods today as we did 50 years ago. I think it's time we changed. And the way to achieve that is by spending less and consuming less. I hope you found this interesting, and thank you so much for listening.
Do you remember that little girl I told you about at the beginning of my talk? The one who couldn't speak till she was 7 and who was expelled from school? Well, let me bring you up to date on what she's accomplished. Jessica Knightley is now the CEO of Dental Systems and has honorary degrees from the universities of Oxford and Harvard. And if she can do it, you can too. I hope my speech will inspire you to achieve the unachievable. Thank you so much for listening.
And that brings me to the end of my talk on physical fitness. But before I go, I'd like you to stand up and take a pledge with me. Yes, that's it. Stand up. And repeat after me. I will dedicate 30 minutes a day to improving my health, and I will follow the 6 Steps to a Better Me fitness program.
I will dedicate 30 minutes a day to improving my health, and I will follow the 6 Steps to a Better Me fitness program.
Well done. Now give yourself a big round of applause. Thanks for your participation, and I hope to see you again really soon.
But before I finish, I'd just like to end with a little story. One sunny day, a thirsty fox sees a well. While he's peering into it, he slips and falls. He tries to get out, but he can't. After some time, a goat comes along. He too looks into the well. "Hello, little goat," says the fox from down below. "The water in here is delicious. Why don't you come in and have some?" Without thinking, the goat jumps in. Then the clever fox gets onto the goat's back and climbs out. And the moral of the story? Well, it's the same as the title of my talk, Look Before You Leap. I hope you found this interesting, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. Thank you very much.
And before I go, I'd just like to end with a verse from the poem Carry On by Robert W. Service. It goes like this. It's easy to fight when everything's right and you're mad with the thrill and the glory. It's easy to cheer when victory's near and wallow in fields that are gory. It's a different song when everything's wrong, when you're feeling infernally mortal, when it's 10 against 1 and hope there is none. Buck up, little soldier, and chortle. Carry on, carry on. And that's what I want you to do. Thank you.